Welcome to the Alchemy, Astrology, and Astrohealth podcast. I'm Maya Ratla, medical astrologist, astroherbalist, and green witch. I was diagnosed with endometriosis at 19, and I was told I would never have children. I healed my body through the power of herbs, alternative health practitioners, energy healing, and more. At 28, I had the baby they said I would never have, without any interventions. I refused to believe that my body was not able to heal itself. Along this journey, I stumbled across medical astrology, and it resonated with me so much. I started down the path to learning this unique system that had been used for thousands of years in the medical community. I now help other women heal their bodies using their cosmic blueprint, the unique blueprint that every person has embedded in their DNA from the stars. This system helps me see what's going on in your body on a cosmic level and exactly how to help you give your body what it needs to heal itself. We are all uniquely and amazingly designed, and when we learn to work with our design, love ourselves for how we are designed to function, and integrate the cosmos into our lives, I truly believe that we can see true and lasting health brought into our lives. If you are ready to change your life, heal your body, and learn to deeply love who you are, this podcast is for you. Come join me as I discuss medical astrology, astronutrition, astroherbalism, health, wellness, spirituality, transformation, and so much more. I'm so excited you are joining me. Hi, podcast listeners. Did you know the number one reason for hormonal imbalances in the body is a nutritional deficit? And are you tired of battling hormonal imbalances and trying to figure out what's going on and how to fix them? Well, I've got a solution for you. Introducing my groundbreaking manual and workbook, Hormone Balance Through Astronutrition. I have crafted a 35-page guide that delves deep into your cosmic design and helps reveal the secrets that your body is holding to help it heal. Are you experiencing heavy periods, painful periods, PMS symptoms, PCOS, endometriosis, struggling with infertility or the menopause from hell? Maybe you have some thyroid problems going on. This is your body speaking to you in the language of symptoms and trying to tell you what it needs. With the Hormone Balance Through Astronutrition Guide, you can decode what your body's messages are and discover the nutrients essential for your healing. I often get asked, how do I identify the root cause of what's happening? Well, this manual has the answers. Using a medical astrology, we can figure out exactly what's going on inside of your body. And here's the best part. It's absolutely free. Yeah, you heard that right. All of my years of experience are condensed into this comprehensive guide available for download today at subscribepage.io/hormoneastronutrition, or you can find the link in the show notes today. You can transform your health by downloading the Hormone Balance Through Astronutrition Guide today and start feeling the difference tomorrow. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to align with the cosmos for your optimal well-being. You and your body deserve it. So again, visit subscribepage.io/hormoneastronutrition or check the link in our show notes. Your cosmic healing journey begins today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Alchemy, Astrology, and Astrohealth. I'm Iyer, I'm your host, and I am excited today to go over this. So let's dive right in. The time has arrived. Woohoo! I am officially finished with the Medical Astrology 101 series. Yay! Boo, I'm not sure which one. In this series, I detailed each sun sign and the common health concerns, the rulerships, and how to manage your health that way, right? And then in the second half of the series, I detailed all 10 planets and Chiron and their influences that provide the push for our bodies to behave and how they do and affect the body systems of the sign that they are in your chart. This was truly a work of the heart, and I have enjoyed it beyond my wildest imagination. Of course, this is just the absolute basic parts and pieces of medical astrology. There is really so much more nuance, details, and specificity that goes into reading the chart and then determining root cause and then how to fix that root cause. I just wanted to give you the basic overview, though, and I feel that I have accomplished that with these series. Next episode, I will be doing a deep dive medical astrology reading to show you just how one of these looks and to show you what you can expect if you get a detailed reading with me. I do specialty readings as well, which detail safe surgery dates, compatibility with providers, and look at just one small thing in a chart, like the current transits in your health and how those might be affecting you. So it's a specialty reading, but also kind of a more generalized reading in many ways based on what I'm seeing for your health based on the current transits. I do also offer a more generalized read over, like your overall design, how to work with your body, how it's designed. And then I do my absolute favorite ones, the ones where I get to dive really, really deep into your chart, your design, find out exactly what is happening, how to fix it, and then develop a plan of action. These come with working really closely with me as well, because I want to help you develop a plan and baby step you through it together, right? I become your cheerleader, your coach. I am your guide along the way for your success. And I am absolutely just as excited as you are when you reach whatever goal you were trying to reach and you make it, and then we celebrate together, right? It's fun. It's exciting. It's one of my favorite things to do. And let me tell you that I absolutely adore these, because medical astrology is super accurate. And I have found, without any prior knowledge, right, like nutritional deficits in the body that clients then use to request blood work. And then it found exactly what I had already found. And I never had to poke, prod, stab you, anything, right? It's literally like such an amazing tool for really seeing inside your body without any of the pain or agony, right, that can sometimes come with it. For example, in a reading I did recently, I found a client who was just super sensitive to medications per her cosmic blueprint. It is just literally how her body is designed to function. She had been experiencing some bad heartburn lately, and I discovered that she had a really severe thiamine deficiency. This can lead to heartburn, other gastric issues, distress of the GI system, could also potentially develop gastroparesis, which is where food doesn't move through your stomach fast enough and it kind of sits and stagnates. And this can be due to low stomach acid, right, that's not able to process the food properly, and that can then come from a low thiamine level. This was found in a reading. We developed a plan. She was happy with the plan. We were good to go. She happened to have an appointment scheduled with her doctor a few days prior to the reading, and so she had discussed with them the heartburn. The doctor put her on a medication to use as needed. This is one that's normally prescribed for nausea and vomiting and is known to have several very horrible side effects. One especially that can cause a person's tongue to constantly move, like back and forth and all around without ever being able to be stopped. If you take this medication too much, too often, it can cause this. Well, every body is different, so where that threshold is for each person is very different. And with her severe sensitivity to medications, her threshold is much lower than maybe someone else's might be, right? And so if you don't stop it in time, that can be a permanent side effect where your tongue just constantly is moving. And not inside of your mouth. Like, it wants you to hold your mouth open and the tongue will be moving. So you just constantly have to be walking around in public for life with your tongue hanging out, wagging around. Nobody wants that, right? I don't know about you, but I certainly don't. It can be used to help move food through the GI tract faster as well. The doctor's reasoning for using this was, well, if we move the food through your stomach faster, it won't have time to cause heartburn. Well, technically, that may be true for some clients. Unfortunately, for this client, with her extreme sensitivity to medication, she's at a much higher risk for side effects, allergic reactions. And in her case, she has a very hard time uptaking any of the nutrients she's digesting due to the low stomach acid. And there's a lot of dryness in her body. Moving the food through faster would actually make this worse, which in turn would then create more deficiencies and then create more problems in her body. If doctors today still used medical astrology as in days past to see how each patient was individually designed to function, right, and what each person's body needs via astronutrition, they would be able to make better choices and decisions when it comes to treating patients' illnesses, and we would end up with healthier and happier people, patients, clients, across the board. So that's just one small example of like how medical astrology can really help determine what's best to use for your body, whether this be pharmacological drugs, homeopathy, herbs, just nutrition in general, through your diet, anything like that, supplements, everything, right? So if you haven't noticed already, just by listening to this podcast, how amazing medical astrology is, hopefully those examples I just showed you helped you understand even further. This has been the best thing ever that I have literally incorporated into my practice, and it has changed not only my life, but my clients' lives, my family's lives, my friends' lives, and I really want it to change your life too. So if you haven't already, come sign up for a medical astrology reading and a health coaching package. Let's get you feeling better, right? By discovering exactly why you are feeling how you're feeling, and then how to support your body to heal from the inside out. I would absolutely love to work with you. I know this is a shorter episode. That's kind of how I had it planned. I wanted just to kind of conclude everything that we've learned and just really welcome you to come work with me. I know you've listened to all these episodes. You know the sun signs now. You know this other stuff. And that is a very good starting point. Do not get me wrong. But if you are feeling like this is good and all, but I need more, that's what I'm here for. Come find me. Let's work together. The link will be in the show notes to sign up. And I absolutely would love, 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 love to see you in my practice and help you develop a plan that you can baby step through to reach your health goals, whatever those may be. And I think that should be it for today. So until next time, y'all, love and light. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Alchemy, Astrology, and Astro Health. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. You can find all relevant links to today's show in the show notes below. If you loved the show today, please subscribe, follow, and leave me a review. I love to hear your thoughts, and it helps me know what is a hit and to make more of that content, especially for you. If you want to learn more about me and how I can help you, head over to atlaastrology.com. There you can sign up for a medical astrology package, download my free sun sign and your health ebook, read the blog, and so much more. If you want to connect more outside the podcast, follow my Instagram channel at atlaastrology or join my Astro Connection community, the link to which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, love and light.